This election season, you heard about jobs, creating them, losing them, green ones, manufacturing ones. The entrepreneurial spirit that can lead to jobs was on full display yesterday at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. There, the final day of the first ever Art Challenge ended with three startups receiving $150,000 each for investment. 15 startups yesterday morning had their chance to pitch their web-based concepts to a room full of investors. The entrepreneurs had been part of the first ever ARC Challenge since early August, working long hours to prepare for their big pitch. Jeanette Baeza, the director of the ARC Challenge, watched as each team offered their ideas for new companies.
You know, we started this program on August 6th. You were there during the launch on March 14th. That was when we first made our call for applications. We were floored when we got 83 applications from 14 different countries, 14 different states. So when we selected 15, you know, August 6th came, and when they all walked in that door from different corners of the world, from all over the state, from within Arkansas, it was pretty surreal. And today is the day where it's all sort of come together.
The ARC Challenge is a mentorship-driven exercise that allowed the chosen applicants to work on their business dreams from the shared workspace called the Iceberg in Fayetteville. Each of the 15 teams worked toward yesterday's event for the right to be selected by a panel of investors to receive $150,000. The project started with funds from the Department of Commerce, but the investment awards were completely raised through the private sector. Partners for the first ARC Challenge included the University of Arkansas, Winrock International, Northwest Arkansas Community College, the Global Accelerator Network, and others. When the day began, there were to be two big winners. By noon, however, that had changed.
But I've asked our Director of Economic Development to include a third company so that we can actually expire.
Governor Mike Beebe surprised everybody by committing another $150,000 prize from state coffers. Again, the director of the ARC Challenge, Jeanette Baeza.
It was a very big surprise. Governor Mike Beebe came in and pretty much wowed us all with that announcement. He was just so excited about the quality of the pitches that he heard today that he said that he didn't just want two companies to get funding today. He wanted three companies to leave here with the runway that they need to really build out the vision that they presented today to the investors. And what's wonderful about these demo days is within the ARC Challenge, the way it's structured, there are those two companies that are selected, and now the surprise third. But this room is full of angel investors and VCs who want an early look. So there is all the potential in the world for these other companies to receive the funding that they want from individuals that are in the room apart from the program.
Each of the startups had their own display inside the great room at Crystal Bridges, and during a lunch break and later during a mixer, potential investors poured over material and asked the founders of the new ventures questions. Natasha Malihalo is one of those entrepreneurs. She's co-founder of something called Sooligan. Natasha describes Sooligan as a program to digitize word of mouth.
We make it very fun, fast, and easy to for you to find local information about any city from anywhere. You know, sometimes when you move into a city and you don't have friends and family there, it becomes really difficult to find local information that has that word of mouth. And so, you know, it's extremely valuable in a new city, and that's what we provide. You don't have to know anyone in that city to get that word of mouth recommendations and advice and valuable insight.
Sooligan aggregates information and comments from sites like Yelp and Google to provide answers to questions in real time about a particular city. So if you're on Dixon Street in Fayetteville at 10:30 and don't know what restaurant is still making burgers, Sooligan is designed to help instantly. And the social component offers raves and rants about local flavor. Sooligan launched in Fayetteville, but will be in New Orleans in time for the Super Bowl in February. Natasha and her co-founder came to Arkansas from Berkeley, California, just for the ARC Challenge. She says she thought Northwest Arkansas could be a better place to attract attention instead of the already crowded startup field in Berkeley.
You're one of a million. Here, we're kind of one in a few, and so you get the attention. The ARC, the mentors, they've all been very, very focused. And, you know, whenever you when you call someone with a question, they give you an instant answer, they provide you instant help. And if they can't provide, they find you someone that wants to. And, like, one of our mentors, the same reason why we're in the Super, we're going to the Super Bowl is that, you know, he told us, well, you guys need to go viral, and some ways that you guys need to think about it is going to large events. And he actually suggested going to the Super Bowl. He had connections that helped us bridge that you know, make that connection and get that situated for us.
Suligan didn't win one of the three prizes yesterday, but still has received interest during the challenge to expand the product. It's a good bet the men behind Formeto will also receive plenty of interest. Their idea is to connect local farmers to local retailers through digital means. Grocery store owners would stay in direct contact with local farmers and tell them what produce they specifically are looking for. David Tanner, one of the founders of Formeto, says the concept has benefits for both farmer and retailer.
There are several advantages. It improves the profitability of small farmers taking their product directly to market. It decreases petroleum usage because food is traveling less distance to make it to the shelves. And with our site, they're able to deliver a product that meets the needs of retailers better because our tool or our website offers the tools that they need to deliver product that's up to spec.
Colin Shaw and Sam Friday are the other co-founders. Their work on Formeto since early August, the beginning of the ARC Challenge, has allowed them to interview farmers and retailers to refine their design. Sam Friday says the big goal is ambitious, to change the way local food is delivered to customers around the world.
So good quality food is something that's really important to us. And also as well as our local communities. We're all from, you know, Arkansas. You know, we've all lived in the Northwest Arkansas area for quite a long time. And providing a website or for retailers to list what they want allows farmers to be able to grow for what they know they can sell instead of for what they hope they can sell.
Formeto wasn't picked for one of the $150,000 awards either yesterday, but a startup called Batiks was. The idea behind Batiks, a company with Kansas City and Northwest Arkansas roots, is to provide a social platform to help independent retail stores efficiently sell on social networks. Sarah Beck is a co-founder of Batiks.
So not only are we going to help them sell more effectively, we're building a mobile app to drive new customers and foot traffic into their stores. So we want to take them from local recognition to national recognition and beyond so that we can help elevate the community as a whole.
Sarah says the time she and her co-founder, Will Carter, were allowed to have since summer to specifically work on their company is an experience she can't place a price tag on. It was so valuable. That's a sentiment echoed by Mark Brannon, CEO and person in charge of sales and marketing for StackSearch, another one of yesterday's recipients of $150,000 of investment.
One of the greatest benefits we've had is just it's been able to allow us to focus 100% on the product. Before, both of us had to have other gigs in order to make money, and the ARC Challenge made it possible for us to focus 100%, and it accelerated the time to market, accelerated our product development. The mentorship made a huge difference, you know, the doors that were opened.
StackSearch, co-founded by Sloan Ahrens, allows e-commerce sites to better streamline and optimize search efforts by customers. The advice StackSearch and the other 14 firms received was provided by local and regional business people. Amy Reeves Robinson was a mentor for the winning company Batiks, and yesterday she seemed as excited as her proteges. Amy says the work over the past several weeks for the Batiks co-founders paid off.
Coming into the competition, they actually had a different idea of what company that they were going to do. And as they struggled with it, they made the decision to do what I call a pivot, which is to completely change their model. And they changed it later on in the company, in the competition. And so, you know, they kind of lost time in that. But once they decided on it, it kind of led itself. So really what the mentoring process looks like is talking to them and asking them good questions, helping them identify their market, helping them put their presentation together, and really diving deep. When a company is so close to what it is that they do, it's hard for them to see it from any other perspective. So mentoring brings that outside perspective and that outside kind of expertise. And just, I would have to say that mentoring is really about asking good questions.
The third winner yesterday was Mine What, a web service that wants to bring the sales clerk's assistance from the brick and mortar world to the online shopping experience. Other startups that participated included firms that will connect customers directly to advertisers in a number of ways. Many of those who participated are already involved in the next step of launching their company to a wider audience. And the companies are likely to help each other over the next few months and years. Mark Brannon with Winter Stack Search says all 15 were pulling for each other.
We're not competitors with any of them in the marketplace, so we are clearly rooting for them. And yeah, it's true that today we're competing, but you know, today everybody can truly be a winner.
The second ARC Challenge is already planned, and recruitment has already begun. You can learn more about the first and the upcoming second ARC Challenge at arcchallenge.org.